All right. Good morning, good morning. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Yay, I'm on time this morning, 9:30, so I know what time I have to be up here from now on. Come on, somebody. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Let's get it, let's get it, let's get it. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on in. All right. Good morning. Good morning, Becky Jones. Good morning. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. Come on in. Come on in. I'm going to give a few more people time to get in. And then after that, we're going to go ahead and we're going to start. We're going to move forward. Good morning, Lorena. Good morning. How are you? Thank you for joining. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Come on in. Come on in, let's get it. I hope everybody is doing well this morning. Thank you all so much for joining. It is definitely a blessing to be here again, serving God again, and serving His people with the word again. And I really thank God for that opportunity to take place. For that opportunity to take place. I don't like this weather, though. I really don't. But it's gloomy outside here in Atlanta, but it's shining right here in the inside of me. Come on, somebody. Amen. 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 All right, we're going to go ahead and we're going to start this morning. We're going to go ahead and go into prayer this morning because, you know, I have a few people on now. You know me, I don't need about but two or three. We're good to go, actually, one. Father, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for allowing us to be here today, God. We thank you for my wife, my children, my grandchildren, my mom, my siblings, my extended family members, my in-laws, God, Fernando Bell and his family, God. I thank you, Lord, for all of our friends and loved ones. I thank you for all of those who are watching now, those who will be watching later, God. I thank you right now, God, that you are continuing to bless us, God. I thank you, God, for the good times as well as the bad times. I thank you, God, for allowing us to be resilient, God, and to have perseverance, God, in the times that are troubled for us, God, and in our most hard times, God. Lord, you always have made a way for us, God. You always have a ram in the bush. God, I pray right now for those, God, with their mind so captivated about things from the past, God. I speak life over them today, God. I speak present tense over them today, God. I pray right now, Lord, that your will be done in and around their lives, God. I thank you, Lord, that they are moving forward today, God. I thank you, Lord, that today, God, that they're releasing all of the negative energy, all of the negative thoughts and the negative behaviors, God, that they're releasing those things today, even under the sounds of my voice, God. And I ask right now, Father God, as we continue to move forward, Lord, that you will plant people in our path, God, that will allow us to continue to illuminate the light that you have given us, God. Let us not dim our lights, God. Let us not darken our lights, God. Let us not darken our hearts because of the things that we have faced and gone through. Let us begin to rejoice, God, even in the times of adversity, God, that there is an advantage for you to be able to lift us up to a standard, God, that we will be able to come out of as pure gold, God, that we will come out fireproof, God, because of the things that we have already faced and already gone through. We ask right now, God, for those who are sick today, God, we speak healing over their bodies, over their minds, God, over their hearts, God. We speak of faith right now, Father God, in them right now, God, even as they're going through whatever sickness that they're going through. I pray for my sister Chandra right now, Father God, that she received her new kidney, God, and we just praise God for that, God. And we ask right now, Lord, that you continue, Lord, to move in her life, God, allow her body to continue to come back in alignment in which what you have called it to do in the first place, God. We thank you, Lord. We give your name the glory and the praise. God, I pray over all of our businesses, God. I pray right now, Father God, that you continue, God, to allow us to flourish and allow us to be able to move in a mighty way. And I thank you right now, Lord, and I give your name all of the glory and the praise due unto you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And it is so in your name that we pray this prayer without a speck of doubt, but all in faith. But God, I pray also for our nation and our country, God. God, I pray that every leader under the sound of my voice, God, even if they're not listening right now, but God, even as I speak right now, God, I speak authority of you within them. I speak blessings within you upon them. I pray right now that they come in agreement and in alignment of what you have called them to do and not themselves, God. We thank you right now. We pray for every leader right now to be led by you and that you are continuing to lead them as they lead your people, God, in whatever capacity that leadership may be, God. We thank you right now. We be so careful to give your name all of the glory and honor that is due unto you. In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer without a speck of doubt, but all in faith. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you all so much for joining. Amen, amen. We'll go to a scripture this morning. It's, let me see, where was it? It's Philippians 1 and 6. Philippians 1 and 6. I want you to listen to this here real quick. Place your confidence in Christ, not your own works. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. From the very beginning, God began a work, a good work in you. Let me just read that last line. From the very beginning, God began a good work in you. Let me elaborate on something real quick. I think we have gotten so off task. We have literally gotten so far off task that we don't even understand what God is really doing and how he's doing it. You know why? Because you guys have allowed other people, and I need you to hear me, you guys have allowed other people to get you off course. If God spoke to you and God told you exactly what you should be doing, why are you listening to anything outside of that? Greater is the God in you than he that is in the world. Y'all listen to everybody. Y'all got all of these motivational speakers who probably haven't gone through absolutely nothing, but they have a gift of gab is what they have. Come on, somebody. But see, when you've gone through some things, you can talk about some things. Come on, somebody. When you've gone through some things, you can talk about some things. But a lot of people are afraid to talk about their past, talk about the things that they've gone through. I've gone through a lot. But one thing about it is I'm not going to allow what I went through take me off course on where I am in this season. I had to go through that to get to where I am right now. And I don't think a lot of people really understand that when God is working on you, he's working through you as well. When God is working on you, he's working through you as well. And that simply means that whatever you may be facing, even if it comes down to a decision, whatever you may be facing, you're going to have to seek God. You're going to have to seek godly wisdom. You cannot, and hear me clearly, you cannot listen to the garbage that is out here being portrayed as the truth. That's their truth. That's not your truth. And what you must understand is this here, and I need you to really hear me clearly. What you must understand is this here. When you go through things, it's not necessarily for you, it's for other people. But as you're going through those things, know who's taking you through it. Come on, somebody. Know who's taking you through it. You're not there to stay there for vacation. You are there temporary. And once that season is up, you leave. Y'all are in seasons right now that you are, that's overdue. That is overdue. Y'all are in seasons right now that's overdue. Y'all are in a place, in a position that you know that your time is up there, but yet and still, you stay. Why? Because you want to remain faithful and this and that. Are you faithful to people or faithful to God and then people? Because I think a lot of people are faithful to people and not the Almighty God. See, when you're faithful to God, no matter what a person try to do, every weapon can be formed, but they would not prosper. I need you to hear me clearly. Every weapon can and will be performed, but it will not prosper. It can be formed, I mean, but it cannot prosper, though. It cannot. So I don't know who needs to hear this today, but listen, that season of your life is over. That season of your life is done. You keep repeating the garbage. You keep watering the garbage. And that's why it's continuing to stink in your life, because you're sitting there constantly watering something that is dead. It's like you have a dead corpse that is foul, and you're constantly pouring water on it, thinking you're going to get a nice aroma. Y'all better come on with me today. Tight but it's right. Y'all better come on with me today. Some of y'all are watering things that you already know that you need to pluck up from the root and replant. Come on, somebody. You need to do those things. I'm just saying, you need to do those things. Pluck it up, remove it, replant. You know how you move one plant to another pot and you replant it? You need to replant yourself at this moment. Today. TNT. Today, not tomorrow. Period. That part. It's time out forward. It's literally time out forward. Whatever you have done in the past, that is over and done. Pluck up the root. Move to the next pot. Move to the next level where God is trying to take you. When your season is up at a certain place, leave that place. Sometimes God will make it uncomfortable for you to leave because you won't do it on your own. I don't know who I'm talking to, but listen, sometimes God will make it so uncomfortable for you because you won't leave on your own. I'm just saying. Amen. All right. Now, the topic today is, someone typed this up. If you don't water it, it won't grow. If you don't water it, it won't grow. That's my topic. Let me say it again. Someone typed that up. If you don't water it, it won't grow. It won't grow. There's two sides to that. And let me break it down to you. There's two sides to that. Number one, if you're watering something negative that you don't want to grow, stop watering. If you want to grow something, if you want something positive to happen, then you start watering that. There's two sides to it. See, some people keep watering more negatives in their lives than the positives, because see, when you start watering all of the negativity and all of the negative trash in your life, that's what's going to grow the most. But when you start watering the positives, that's what's going to outweigh the negatives. Even if people try to bring your past up, this is what you do. Don't entertain it. Don't entertain it. No matter who it is, do not entertain it. See, people try to bring up my past. I'd be like, I already lived that. Yeah, I remember that. So can you come up with something new? Because this is getting real old about what I've done. And if you still holding on to that, that's a you problem, not a me problem. Just like that. No remorse. You've lived your past. God has forgiven you of your past. You need to forgive yourself. And if they don't want to forgive, let them deal with that unforgiveness in their hearts. Because it has nothing to do with you. It has absolutely nothing to do with you at all. And you got to be okay with letting people go. You got to be okay with embracing the now, who you are now. You got to be okay with walking away from people that just want to use your past to try to beat you down. You got to be okay with that. And I'm speaking from experience. You got to be okay with walking away with no explanation, no closure. I need all three of y'all. I need everybody to hear me. Listen, 1, 2, 3 screens on here. Listen. You don't necessarily need any type of closure. Okay? Been there, done that. And I brought my own closure by saying, God, I forgive because I need to heal. In order to live, I must forgive. That's what I keep quoting and keep telling myself. I did a sermon years ago. In order to live, you must forgive. I need to live where God wants me to live in this season. But I can't live it if I'm not forgiving. You got to let that stuff go. You got to let that go. You got to let that go. All right, point number one. Recognize the need for growth. Let me say it again. Recognize the need for growth. Point number one, so I'm going to type that up. Recognize the need for growth. You know that you got to grow. You already know that, and don't nobody have to keep telling you that. You know that you can't be the same person that you were yesterday or the day before or the year before. It's time for you to recognize that you need to grow. Recognize the need for growth. And how you recognize the need for growth is stop entertaining the things or the people from your past that is toxic with their words and toxic with their behavior and toxic with their thoughts. Leave them behind. I don't care if it's family. Yeah, I said exactly what I said and I meant exactly what I meant. That includes family. Because see, they're the ones who's closest to you and think that they can just try to bring up everything that you've done in your past. You know what I tell people? I don't care if the world knows what I've done. You think I care about any of that? I don't. I don't at all. I don't. My family can tell you straight up anything that they want to, and I'm here to tell you I was stamp of approval. Did it. Done it. Here today, period. And you said all that for what? You thought you was going to break me? You didn't make me, God did. Come on, somebody. You didn't make me, God did. I'm just saying. And we got to be realistic about that. Recognize the need for growth. I'm just saying. Recognize the need for growth. Point number two is water your spiritual, physical, and mental health. Let me say that again. Water your spiritual, physical, and mental health. Water your spiritual, physical, and mental health. I'm just saying, water your spiritual, physical, and mental health. Here's the thing by you watering your spirit on a regular basis. When you're watering your spirit, that means that you're pouring into yourself on what God, when you're speaking to God and God is speaking back. When you are communicating with God, you are audibly or inside of you, you're talking to God. Then when you go into meditation mode, you're listening to God. You're adhering to God. You are worshiping God because you don't need any distraction from around you. You can be riding in your car and meditate. Just don't close your eyes because some people be closing their eyes want to meditate while they're driving. You're doing too much. You're going to see Jesus if you keep on acting like that. But anyway, but seriously, water your spirit every day and your physical. Do something physical. Walk. Run, jog, whatever, exercise, do something physical, because this is the temple of the Holy Ghost. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. This is where you need to work out and do what you need to do. And yes, I'm speaking directly to myself as well. I need to work out more. And yes, I just bought some gym equipment for downstairs in the office, since I'm over here in this building, in my building. Maybe I'm speaking some of my building. Okay. I got six of the offices in here, me and my wife. But anyway, one of them, yes, definitely did. I put a weight thing down there because I'm up here all the time. So if I'm up here, I'm going to go downstairs, work out, come back upstairs and go to my office, the shower, go in the shower and get back on it. So I'm speaking to myself too. So I got to work out physically too, jump rope, all of those things, because it's important. Gets the blood flowing and all of that. When you feel lethargic and when you start feeling that kind of way, you got to start doing things with your body, because your body is crying out and telling you what it needs. It needs for you to move. It needs for you to not say, oh, Lord, my knee today. I done did that last week when I was having some issues as well. And I now realize that, hey, I need to start moving more myself while I'm talking. I need to move too. I ain't telling you nothing that I'm not going to do either. I'm just saying we're going to come back next week and we're going to talk about what did y'all do this week that was different, and what made a difference. We're going to talk about that. So again, water your spiritual, physical, and mental health. Mental health is so important, y'all. Let me tell y'all something. Let me say this here. If your mental is not right, nothing else in your life is going to be right, your spirit or your physical. I need y'all to hear it. Listen. If your mental health is not on point, you'll never be on point. I don't care what nobody say. Everybody wants to say, well, I ain't going to no counselor. I ain't doing this and I don't do. I've had people to come to me to say that they didn't believe in counselors and whatever, whatever. And then next thing you know, they'd be like, so when my next appointment, doc? You really made me feel comfortable in a pretty. I wasn't expecting this. You know why? Because I'm unorthodox. I'm not going to do it like everybody else. I'm going to do it the way God called me to do it. And I'm going to do it the way I know that you need for me to do it. Everything ain't no copy and paste, whatever. This is tailor-made over here, period. This is tailor-made over here, period. And what you get over here is not what you're going to get over there. I can guarantee you that one, because you know why? I'm confident enough to know what I bring to the table. The table. I'm just saying. I know what I bring to the table. It's not me being cocky. It's me being very comfortable and confident in the God that I serve, and he works in and through me. Don't get it twisted, okay? So again, water your spiritual, physical, and mental health. Point number three. Implement faith as your fertilizer to grow. Yeah, that's good, isn't it? Implement faith as your fertilizer to grow. Meaning that sometimes we have to allow our faith to be our fertilizers for us to be able to grow. You can't grow without faith. I'm just saying, you cannot grow without faith. Give me some heart if you agree with that. You cannot grow without faith, no matter what anybody tells you. You cannot grow without it. There's no human way that you could be thinking that that's cute and thinking that you don't have to grow, that you can grow without faith. You can't. Faith is the fertilizer that allows you to grow into the man or the woman of God that he has for you. Not what other people want, but what he necessarily has for you. My next point. Self-reflect how you think, feel, and act. Listen carefully. Self-reflect on how you think, feel, and act. Think about it. Self-reflect on how you think, how you feel, and how you act. How do you think about yourself? How do you feel about yourself? How do you act towards yourself? It's how you're going to feel about others, how you're going to think about others, and how you're going to act towards others. If you can't give yourself love, guess what? How can you give it to somebody else? How can you receive it if you're not doing it yourself? I've been told by people that really didn't care for me, but they thought when they came to me, they thought I would catch it. They was like, you know, sometimes, you know, you can come off kind of cocky. I don't believe that, but I'm just saying, I feel like some other people feel it. I said, well, let me explain something to you. Look at my face and see, do I care about, even if you felt that way, even if others felt that way, if it bothers me or not? And it doesn't. The verdict has come in. It doesn't. Because I'm going to still live the best life that God has given me to live. And it's not for you. It's okay. I'm not for everybody. And everybody's not for me. Okay? I'm not for everybody. And everybody's not for me. So self-reflect on how you think, feel, and act. I can think, feel, and act good towards me. I can think good of me, feel good about me, and act good towards myself so I can give it out. I'm just saying. See, some of y'all be playing games. I ain't with it. Next point. Cultivate patience and perseverance in your life. Cultivate patience and perseverance in your life. Did y'all hear that? Cultivate patience and perseverance in your life. You got to have patience with yourself, but you also got to have perseverance. I'm just saying. See, a lot of people don't want to acknowledge that they're impatient a lot with themselves because they want everything to be done in like microwave, like literally like microwave, like come on. Everything's not going to happen when you want it to happen, but it's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. I need you to hear me clearly. It's going to happen when it is supposed to happen. I promise you that. I promise you that. Good morning. I promise you that. It is going to happen when it's supposed to happen to and for you. You can't rush God. Who you think you are? I see people with these old little weak prayers talking about, so God, I want you to do it now. I need right now. I'm putting a demand on it. Demanding who? Man, you don't go somewhere and sit down and stop acting the fool, thinking that you control God. Don't forget, He created you. Listen, He created you in His image. You didn't create Him. You're going to come talk about something. You're going to put a demand, man. Demand that you get somewhere and sit down. Demand that you get somewhere and get in alignment with God. Demand that you're going to follow what God says, period. That's what you need to demand, that part. So cultivate some patience and perseverance in your life. And the final point is engage in uplifting activities and eliminate negative ones. I said that real clear. Listen, engage in uplifting activities and eliminate negative ones. Say it again. Engage in uplifting activities and eliminate negative ones. Meaning that sometimes you do crazy stuff and you get crazy outcomes, but you want to blame everybody else for your consequences. Not going to happen over here. You're right, Loretta. I'm about to speak on this one. Listen. Engage in uplifting activities mean that you put yourself in a position where you can actually feel positive after you've done that, okay? Engage in those activities that is going to bring joy, peace, love, happiness. Stop with the negative jump. Stop with it. It doesn't make sense. And don't let other people bring you into their foolishness either. So engage in uplifting activities and eliminate negative ones is the last point. Hold on 1 second. Anchor, thank you so much for joining. I will see you guys on next week. Same time, same place. This is Dr. Nichols signing off. Be blessed, but never stressed. And also, go ahead and sign up for this particular podcast so you know when I'm on. Thank you.